नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्ति हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो यस्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत तप्त कांचन गौर राधे वृंदावन विसुखानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि श्री गौर हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे
Several kinds of bhakti have explained all, but Swarup Siddha Bhakti is one. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Bhakti is one, but functions are like divided in 64, again divided into 9, again divided into 5, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Saman, Mathura Vas, Sri Mukti Sadhayati, Sakam Sadhana Sesti, Eip Anjanga, Krishna Prem, Janmaye, Mathe Alpha. The prayoga, the ultimate goal, is Krishna Prem, not Krishna. Krishna Prem. It is prayojan. Prayojan means goal of our bhajan. So, goal is one. That's prayojan. Krishna prayojan. But when we abhyas practice, then it is called sadhana bhakti. And after that, bhava bhakti. And after that, prema bhakti. I have explained also sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti are of two kinds. Bhaji bhakti and arahani bhakti. Or any ethics like Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, any books of Swarup Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all follow the Radha. They want to take us all in the line of Radha. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only bhakti was there from ancient times. Coming to four sampradaya, three sampradaya, Madhva sampradaya, Nimbadita sampradaya, and Sanat sampradaya. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He made bhakti into bhakti rasa. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone has not done this. Only bhakti was going on, like Vaidhi bhakti. And its goal was to achieve Vaikuntha and to serve Lakshmi Narayana. Or to annihilate Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma. That is Sai Jimukti, salvation. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And he cut off this, all these stories of Mayavad. And he established Bhakti Arasa. And he especially ordered Rupa Goswami to explain what is Bhakti Arasa. He also told Raghunath Das Goswami how a bhakti can be transferred into bhakti yoga. The both were like so that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, everywhere in the end of the chapter he has written, स्वरूप रघुनाथ पदे ज्ञान आय चैतन्य चैतन्य कहे कृष्ण दास सुभक्ति अरस्तु कैन साधन दट इज वैदिक भक्ति एंड रगंगा भक्ति. There are very rare qualified for Raganga Bhakti. Those who fear from death and birth, suffering and sorrow, and for this, for liberation of this, they can do bhakti, but that bhakti will be waiting bhakti. And by past
association, impression,
and now new impression, having the company of bona fide Tattvavid, Tattvadarshi, Bhavik and Rishik Bhakti. And you can have new impression also. So missing both, they can come in the line of Raganga. From, they will begin from a Rupi. Whether there is initiation or not, for them, Dikshatvaskarja not essential. Those who are coming now, beginning from that, for them, it is essential. For Haridas Thakur, Raya Ramananda, Srivastacharya, or like and they don't require all these things. We don't know who was the Diksha Guru of Haridas Thakur. Even we don't know who was the Guru of Sarup Damodar. Because he went to Kashi after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home, he went to Kashi, Varanasi. And he took Brahmacharya Ashram and something like Swarup, this Upadhi of Mayavadi. And then he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reached Puri, he left everything and came and went his movement ahead. He was the first bona fide associate of Chaitanya. So here, we suggest that initiation is essential for them, nothing for them. But for us, it is essential. We will have to take. Someone are telling that we should think that Mahaprabhu is our Gurudev, Swamiji is our Gurudev. We don't want any Diksha Guru. Without it, Diksha, no, this planet. A living Guru should be bona fide. Guru should be as, otherwise we cannot advance. Because we cannot follow the order of anyone. And we will be with us, vagabond. Like sitting. Like that. So, she is telling about Raganga. He has told about Arjuna and all these bhaktis who will lead us to Vaikuntha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come for this. So Bhakti Rata Bhavita, I have explained yesterday. Mahaprabhu heard this and told that, you are, this is also true. It is all right. Not all right, but right. But he used to go advance. He told that Dasyapai is Sarva-Sadhya-Sas. Dasyapai is Sarva-Sadhya-Sas. This is our goal. This is Sadhya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, yes, it is all right, but here he has given a slope from Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus, the praying is bona fide. This is also some goal of some devotee. So he is telling here, Jannam Sukhi Matrena Tuman Bhavati Nirmala Tasya Tirtha Pada Kim Ba Datanam Avashishya. Filtering that Dasya Prem has goal, Raramana. Because those who have left karma, karma do, gyan do, tapasya, all kinds of these things, that are also left mukti, salvation, everything. And they have been mukti-hokuka, liberated. Then they can have the servant, they can be the servant of Lakshmi Nara. Other way they can. Annadhilasita sanya. There should be no worldly desire, sense gratification, nothing. Even for mukti, they have given up all these things. Like Ajamil, simply called his son, Narayan. And he was dying at time, he called his boy, his son. But he was given grace. Oh, he has called me Narayan anyhow. This is Namavar. He sent at once for Vishnu Dut, like Vishnu, four-handed, having chakra, Gada, Padma, Sankha and all. And they came. And they saved him from death. There were so many things there. After that, he wanted to touch the feet of this poor Vaishnava. But at once the man vanished. And he was anyhow stuck from this. He thought that I have not called Narayan, but yes, they have come and saved me from this day. So I should now chant Narayan, Narayan. Om Namo Narayan. Om Namo Narayan. So he left his home, everything, and went to Haridwar. And he was associated with Vaishnavas. He took bath in Ganges and sat down there, and very lovely and affectionately, as his Lord, he began to chant. He has some anarth there. He has some, you know, anarth, so many anarth. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained so well in his He was only saved from this, but not the reputation of hard was done there. So he went to Ganges, Haridwar, and he took bath, used to take daily bath, and to sit and chant very lovely Narayan, Namo Narayan. After some rest, everything went off. Sarubhram went on. Desiring anything, everything. And thus became in the stage of Bhavavastha. And then this came and he took his feet on the deck of the head of death and he became four-handed and the same four came empty. So agrahaya mukti tave sarva bandhana tave se haite pare Sri Krishna. We cannot go directly to Vaikuntha. First salvation will come. But not that kind of salvation. Salvation from death and birth. From all senses sense gratification can be all our bhakti. And our heart will be pure, and we have some somehow moved and then trained, then we can go there. So he is telling, Jannam Suti Matrena Kuman Bhavati Nirmala Tata Tirtha Pada Kimba Dashanana Av Sishyate. Those who are impure, having so many things, but hearing the name of that person, like Sukadeva Goswami, they are Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, and all the servants of Krishna, or Ram, or Narayana. A man can be purified. His heart can be purified by only hearing the name of that person. Tasaktisapada kimba dasanama. So the das, the servants of the Krishna, Ram, or Narayana, are of so high level. So nothing remains if anyone becomes the das of Prabhu. So it is a very high force. Bhavantam, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told for that class of servants of Krishna, who are serving Krishna in Dasyara. What is Dasyara? He is Prabhu and myself, a very low, insignificant person, like this. So many services, like Hanuman. He can, what? Message. The Lord Chaitanya. He can bring so many fruits for Ram. If needed, he can take Ram, Lakshman on his shoulders and fly away miles and miles, like miles he can flow. He can go to Lanka and he will burn Lanka into ashes. So many kinds of things. Like once, when Ramchandra returned to Ayodhya, he was serving Ram always, day and night. Sita Devi, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shastra, well, all became worried. Said, he is doing service all time and we have no time to serve Ram. So we should make a plan that we should divide all the services of Ram day and night in four, and we should try to take one, and we should serve Ram whole day and night. So that took 8 hours each, 8 hours service. Sita Devi in night, in morning Lakhan, after that Bharat, after that Satrughna, likewise. So Hanuman now has no service to go. Willingly it was done. Hanuman went to the fort and took the dust of lotus feet of them and prayed that I cannot leave, I will die. At once now, this time, it will not give me any service. Of Rama. Let me give very little, but yes, service should be given to me. Because my life and soul and everything is my service of to Rama. They all consulted each other and then in final days gave one service. That when Ramchandra will take more
yoni.
Like, when a person is tired, then he does like this. So when Ramchandra will do like this, yawning, then he used to do like this. In Indian system. You know? This animal. When he does. Why? This is ignorance. And also it is so, because others don't like to hear. So, if you have no text, then it will come. Surely it will come. And she will call her mother. So, they get this service. Tell you that Ramchandra had never like this. He will not toil, he will not be lazy, and he will not do this. So this should be given to him. Hanuman becomes so happy. Ask some service. He sat on the gate of Ram outside, and they were servicing all. He began to do like this. And Ramchandra began to take yawn. Always, day and night he was doing. And Ramchandra began to do like this. How? So they could not serve a single moment. They took this dish of Mahaprasadam, but he was doing that. I am doing that like this. And Hanuman was doing. They used to give him a glass of water. But Ramchandra cannot, because he was doing and he was yawning. So day and night he was doing. They became so worried. They went to Hanuman. Why you are doing so? He told that you have given me to serve Ram by this. I don't know when he will take yawn. So I am doing that. When he will do, I don't know. So I am doing so. They went to Ram. What to do? Then Ramchandra told that, do you want to kill me? He's doing always this thing. I cannot take rest, anything. I cannot take water, anything. So you should give him any service. Otherwise, I will die and you will all die. Go to Hanuman. They went there and told that, oh Prabhu, you should be very kind to me and give him. Take this whole service and remaining, if you want, then we will serve. Otherwise, you will have to serve. Because Ram is not so happy by our service. He is happy only to have your service. So Hanuman is like so. Always serving him. So he, Ram, always is happy too. So we should be like this. Not like Sevaka. What means?
Crane.
See, let us sing Seva. Those who know the words of Gurudev, Vaishnava, or Krishna, without ordering them, they make that service from before. Without ordering, without anything, they will see Gurudev is coming from outside. Lisa Shamkaran. He must want water. He will take water. According to Sijan, hot or cold water. What he likes, water or any juice. He wants pain or he wants fasting. He's so hungry and he's so thirsty and he can. Oh, we arrange madhu parka, madhu, milk, ghee, and sugar, honey, and 1 kilo, everything. Guru wanted to take some water and to have a fan, but they told that, oh, we will do first your archan, and they began to do archan for power. I will die, you should give me water, and let me do all these things first. This is not service. We should try to know what is mood, what he wants, without any order. then he is really a saver. Spiritual life. Let's take sevak life. And if you want to more of, more than them, then go to Braja. They are not only Shuddha Seva, Shuddha means pure Seva. They are mixed with Sakhbhav, Sakharas. They will see and know what service he needs. They will do at once more than superior than Hanuman. So these are Sevas. They are liberated. Whether they are in this world or that world, anywhere. Like Swamiji once knew that my Gurudev, my Holy Master wants that everywhere Krishna Nam should be preached in whole world. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everywhere this claim should be preached. So he knew that his Holy Master wanted to. That everywhere this praying and this name, holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, should be preached it all over the world. He did not try to message Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I will not go. Less time, more superior that. I will go first.